A few weeks ago, my phone started lighting up. Friends in Mexico, back in the States, in Europe, all forwarding the same Instagram and Facebook posts about Mexico's big announcement. Claudia Sheinbaum just declared universal healthcare for all Mexicans. The comments were full of fire emojis. And look, I get why people are excited. But I live in Ensenada. I've watched this system up close for years. And I've lost people to it. My friend Manny died from diverticulitis that turned into sepsis. He went to IMSS months before it got that bad. They treated him for intestinal parasites. Nobody ran a stool test to confirm it. Nobody ordered imaging. By the time he got to a real doctor across the border, it was too late. Diverticulitis is treatable. A basic CT scan would have caught it. Manny died because the doctors couldn't be bothered to run a test. A woman here got pneumonia, went to IMSS, got the right antibiotics, and was sent home because there were no beds. She needed supplemental oxygen to recover. The hospital's answer was to go buy it herself. A local charity paid for her oxygen. Without them, she dies. Not from lack of diagnosis. From a system that treated the infection and abandoned the patient. That is the system Sheinbaum just announced as universal. Mexico's April 2026 decree is the country's fourth major health system restructuring in 7 years. It arrives without a dedicated budget. Independent analysts estimate true universal coverage would require nearly double what Mexico currently spends in public funds. The gap is about 200 billion pesos a year with no identified source. The decree has real pieces in it. Digital records, a clearinghouse between institutions, 31 new hospitals. But you cannot expand access to a system that already cannot serve the people it covers. IMSS is the most complained about institution in the country. Medicine shortages are at triple pre-2019 levels. National cancer institutes are taking 30% budget cuts. Every country that actually built universal healthcare spent decades building infrastructure first. Thailand, Costa Rica, South Korea all invested before they declared victory. Mexico is on its fourth restructuring in 7 years. The announcement is worth watching. It is just not worth celebrating before the money shows up.